I'm Omar Fatou. I'm here with Bill Hoppe on WBFO's Behind the Bench. Hi, Bill.
How you doing?
Good. We talked about the team's offensive struggles last week. It's only gotten worse. They've lost five straight. They're scoring less than two goals a game. That's last in the NHL.
It was barely 10 days ago they won that big game in Ottawa. They came back late. They scored two third-period goals. It seemed like that game might be a turning point in their season, just the way they roared back, just the way they grinded it out. It was just a good, strong team win. And they've fallen apart here in the last week or so. I mean, they've lost five straight, and they have been in a lot of those games, most of them. But they're not generating offense. The games are boring. They're scoring early, then they can't get anything going late. This is a bad stretch for them. And they've reached a point in the season now. We're almost at Thanksgiving, and usually the teams that are at the bottom of the standings stay there. It's hard to make up ground in the league. They have to get something going here in the next week or two. They have a four-game homestand starting tonight. And if they fritter this homestand away, they could really be out of it for good.
Well, some fans are wondering if this could already be a lost season. Do you think GM Tim Murray needs to make some sort of move to shake things up?
Personally, I would make a move. That's easier said than done. They're just, you look around the league, just trades aren't made. It's so hard in the cap era. Teams want to develop their own guys. Trades just don't happen. He can't pull a trade out of thin air. But there's a lot of guys, you look around the lineup, they've overstayed their welcome. They make a lot of money, they're not performing. And if there is a market for those guys, sure, try to make something. But I'm not sure there is a market for some of these guys who make millions and millions of dollars and don't score goals who are supposed to and so forth. Sabres are a very flawed team right now, but one thing they could do that could be kind of easy is just add some defense depth. Just sign a veteran who could calm things down. If you're looking for one easy thing for the Sabres to do to help them out right now, that would be the easiest thing. Just sign a veteran defenseman, a cheap one. They have salary cap problems, but they could fit him in.
Well, we've talked about the lack of offense from the team's defensemen. We've talked about the injuries, but what else are you seeing? Who needs to step up for this team?
A whole lot of guys. In the absence of Jack Eichel, there haven't been a lot of guys who have stepped up. Ryan O'Reilly, who's questionable for tonight's game, has been his normal self. He has 9 points. Kyle Oposo has 10 points. He's been everything I think the Sabres have hoped for. And Matt Molson's been very good and a great comeback season for him. But you go down the list, and Sam Reinhart's been okay. He struggled a little bit. But 15 guys who have played a game for the Sabres this year haven't scored a goal. Evander Kane came back last week. He's played five games. He hasn't scored a goal. He's taken bad penalties, made some big mistakes. Zemgus Girgensons, who 2 years ago was at times their best forward, their number one center, he's at a point now where he's been slumping for over a year. He has one goal. Tyler Ennis had one goal before he underwent groin surgery last week. So once you get past basically Oposo, Riley, Molson, Little Reinhart, they haven't had a lot of production from their forwards.
Well, you're around the team on a regular basis. What's your sense of the mood in the locker room?
I think they're still in an okay mood, and that's something I've noticed for years, literally now. They've been able to handle losing well, and that doesn't mean they accept it, but they've been good at pushing it aside and kind of focusing on the next task. But in the same breath, it does wear on them, and they're at a point now where they've been losing for years and years, and at a certain point, it's got to take a toll on them. This was supposed to be a year that they kind of broke out, that if they didn't make the playoffs, they would seriously contend for one, and if they follow the race fully here in the next 2-3 weeks, you wonder how things will be with them, because that would be a colossal disappointment.
The Sabres have four straight home games starting tonight with the Tampa Bay Lightning in town. We'll see if they can turn things around. Thanks, Bill. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Omar.